I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. AUKUS is a genius construction of these last years. Australia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. Simply. A submarine base out of Fremantle, the naval port associated with Perth, Western Australia. Gregory hails from Perth. He knows it very well. And now, one more time, we have controversy about AUKUS. On the one hand, there's controversy in Washington about an admiral joining the AUKUS team in Australia. On the other hand, there's controversy in Beijing when Xi Jinping speaks about being surrounded by enemies. Gregory, AUKUS is a one transnational organization surrounding of China. Is the general secretary protesting? Because it's in the future. It's not present. What does he see that all of us have to see?
Well, the foreign minister of the PRC and Xi Jinping as head of the Communist Party of China have nowhere to go. They're in dire straits. They've got a collapsing economy, a collapsing strategic position, and they need to blame somebody. They need that subject of blame particularly to let the PRC or the mainland Chinese population know that that it's not our fault. In other words, that the Communist Party leadership and Xi Jinping in particular can say, this is not our fault. We have to all band together against these dreadful foreigners.
Well, so Gregory, Albanese's government is an enemy of China. I understand that he's continued sound policies, but he's mostly climate change, isn't he? He's not about number one is climate change for Albanese.
It certainly is. The Albanese or the Labour Party, which Albanese leads in Australia, had been quite compromised to the People's Republic of China over the recent decades. But despite that, when once elected, Albanese took a strong stand against the PRC, hasn't backed down on Australia's claims that there needed to be an investigation of the origins of the COVID crisis and the like. But he has tried to improve or restart or kickstart Australia-PRC relations. And to a degree, he's been successful simply because Beijing needed to end that logjam that it had with Australia, because it needed Australian coal in particular, as well as some of the iron ore. But they'd stopped importing Australian coal, which they desperately need now, and they've now begun to re-import Australian coal. But so this is quite separate from what's emerging at the big Chinese political session underway now, the twin sessions, where they're looking for someone to blame for their poor economic and political circumstances. So we're seeing a revival of a different form of wolf warrior diplomacy, where you yell at your allies and adversaries alike and blame them for all the ills facing the People's Republic of China. And it's interesting because you see that whole defensive position, which the PRC is now turning to, and blaming AUKUS, and Australia is part of that. And AUKUS is coming to a very interesting high point in a sense, because within the next week and a half, 2 weeks, we'll see that summit in Washington, D.C. between President Biden, Australian Prime Minister Albanese, and the U.K. Prime Minister. And they will talk about where AUKUS is going, and that's about really about what nuclear submarine Australia is going to get and where the U.S. and U.K. submarine programs
are going.
All right,
let's tuck up the little controversy that emerges from the Washington Post. I read, in a quest to build nuclear power submarines, the government of Australia recently hired a little-known one-person consulting firm from Virginia, Briny Deep. Briny Deep, based in Alexandria, received a $210,000 part-time contract in late November. Briny Beat, a.k.a., is owned by John M. Richardson, a retired four-star U.S. admiral and a career submariner who headed the U.S. Navy from 2015 to 2019. This is suddenly a controversy. There's a Washington Post investigation. Albanese is hiring Washington nuclear submarine voices. Isn't that wise? And why should this be a controversy?
Well, it shouldn't be a controversy simply because the United States and Australia have agreed to cooperate, and they've created legislation in this country, particularly in the United States, to enable that to happen. And I'm sure that Admiral Richardson, who is a former chief of naval operations, certainly would have cleared it with the Pentagon and State Department before getting into this situation, and maybe was even recommended to the Australian government by the Pentagon and State Department to assist with the new submarine program. Now, Admiral Richardson is a former nuclear reactor program leader in the U.S. submarine program, so he's going to be valuable in getting the nuclear propulsion technology to Australia. But none of the 10 or so former senior defense officials who are working now to help the Australian government are, in fact, people with experience in the design of submarines, and particularly nuclear submarines. So there's still a way to go. And that's what's going to be the topic of the summit.
Right. Coming
in
up.
Washington.
Well, in Washington. AUKUS is going to have a summit. We'll pay great attention to it. But Gregory teases us a little bit with the National People's Congress. We're headed to Beijing next. There's some sharp words from Beijing towards its adversaries, including, of course, Washington. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,